Hey guys, and welcome back to Culture Boys, a show where two guys just want to have a chat. I'm Nathan, and as always, I'm joined by Pepe. And this week, for some reason, we are watching a Netflix show called Chicken Nugget.
I'm so glad you said Netflix show before that, because this could be the out of context. We're watching Chicken Nugget, and you're like, wait, hold on. these guys just watched the Chicken Nugget do stuff, which is...
we bought Chicken Nuggets, and we just sat there and stared at them.
Let's be honest, Nathan. It wouldn't be the weirdest thing we've done in recent times, so...
No. And we'll get into that.
Nathan, do you want to give a little rundown of what Chicken Nugget actually is before we get into the absurdity of this show?
Yeah, okay. So, Chicken Nugget is based on a webtoon, I learned, which explains a lot.
Yep.
The webtoon, also called Chicken Nugget, was created by Park Ji-dok. It was originally published September 21st, 2019 till August 1st, 2020. And the show aired March 15th, 2024 and was produced by Studio N and Plus Media Entertainment. Chicken Nugget is about a woman who steps into an odd machine and becomes a chicken nugget. Now it's up to her father and admirer to embark on a zany quest to bring her back. I got that from Netflix itself.
Nice one. Thank you, Nathan, and thank you, Netflix. And when Netflix say zany quest, this is absurd, like, from the get-go. This is a very strange show. Bit of behind the scenes, I pitched this to Nathan because I heard that there's a series on Netflix that's coming soon about this woman that gets turned into a chicken nugget, and there's a whole premise of it. And Nathan was like, sure. That's pretty much the way the conversation went down.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, go on then. Because we've never really watched many Korean shows. The only Korean show I've really watched is Squid Game, arguably. And like Parasite is a movie, but and like a couple other Korean movies, but in terms of shows,
yeah, I watched Squid Game and I watched some, I don't know what it was called, I watched some show with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a crime comedy show.
Oh right, okay. Yeah,
which was weird. It kind of looked like a game show and then it wasn't. It's very strange.
Right, okay. Well, like a... Yeah, okay, well I could ask you more about this, but this is the premise of the episode.
Yeah.
I was very much intrigued about that.
I will say,
yes,
that when you pitched me this idea,
yeah,
even the premise of the show, I was like, well, this is the most fucking like Pepe-esque thing. Of course, that's why he would suggest it to me.
Yeah.
Watching the show, I'm like, this is... Of course, this is what he fucking pitched me. Like, it's Jesus. I was like, fuck's sake, this is such a fucking Pepe random bullshit I ever seen.
Look. It is. I read that and it's like, this is absolutely absurd, and I just want to see what this is actually about at this point. And like, usually when we do these kind of things, usually I recommend Nathan a manga to read, or I tell him to watch this anime, and then he usually comes back to me like, I fucking hate this, and then I'm like, hey, but there's some good points, right? And he's like, no. But this time, this is something that, like, I don't know, it's chaotic enough to be like, okay, see how this goes. And I watched 4 episodes of this. How many do you watch, Nathan? How many episodes of this do you watch?
I technically watched it all.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yes,
I left it on in the background as I worked.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I've actually probably only properly watched 2 episodes.
And that's the first 2, I assume, the ones you properly watched.
I assume so. I don't know.
Right, okay.
Definitely the first episode.
Yes.
I don't know if for sure it was the second or maybe the third episode where I checked back in.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't, but okay.
Okay, this is going to be an interesting discussion then, because I don't know exactly where what you've seen or what you haven't seen.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing is I checked back in every now and again.
Yeah.
So I don't even fully know where an episode ended and where a new one started, because I was just like, whatever.
It was just continuously going. And this is one thing with this series as well. There's 10 episodes of this.
Oh God, I watched 10 episodes.
Yeah, they're half hour long, bear in mind.
Even so, oh my God.
They're not your hour-long Avatar episodes, let's put it that way. I would not be able to get through this if it was an hour long, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my poor brain cells.
It is interesting, to say the least. I think this is again, not entirely experienced in Korean TV shows. The most I've seen in terms of live action comedy in terms of Asian TV shows is Japanese comedy. And even then, that is a very acquired taste.
Yeah.
And this doesn't feel too far removed from any Japanese comedy series that I've seen, in the fact that it is very overacted in the funniest ways. Like, this isn't overacted in terms of, oh, these are bad actors. This is just like, they're doing this thing and it has a niche kind of demographic with it, I'd say, in terms of its jokes. Because what it plays into is it's so bizarre and so stupid that it's like, I want to keep watching because this is so ridiculous. That's how I felt anyway. You just kept watching because it was just autoplay.
That is why I described this as the most Pepe bullshit I have ever seen. Because this is what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes Pepe pitches me a wacky thing.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and go, this is of course why he fucking pitched me this fucking thing. It's because it's the most random fucking shit that I will ever experience. I don't seek these things out in my everyday life. They just happen to get pitched to me. Oh my god.
The closest thing I want to compare this to is the Blazing Transfer Students. This is the closest thing I think we could kind of link this to in a little bit.
Oh god.
And I think with Blazing Transfer Students, I'm going to say this. Blazing Transfer Students was so fucking stupid that he kept watching, but I think it got a bit like, okay, this is getting a bit drawn out. I didn't enjoy some episodes of it. Whereas Chicken Nugget has that thing where I'm watching it and I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. I'm going to see the next episode. And weirdly enough, with this series, it has a tale of this dad and his employee who are trying to help this daughter turn back from when she was turned into a chicken nugget. And they're looking at all these different possibilities of how to do it. But then there's also this machine that turned out of nowhere. They don't know where the machines come from. So they're trying to track that down. But then there's also like this other mystery about the guy that was looking into the machine, suddenly disappeared and they don't know where he's gone. So there's a whole bunch of these separate plots. And like, I think it's episode 3 where the employee, Mr. Ko, as he's called in the subtitled version. That's the only way that I know who this guy's called. He ends up bumping into his ex while he's trying to...
I definitely was episode 1 and 3 that I paid attention to then.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what happened in episode 2, but I think that episode 2 is...
Oh, fuck knows. I think episode 2 was just them freaking out like she's chicken nugget.
Oh, yeah.
Of which, even though I've seen, quote-unquote, all of this...
Yes.
I still don't fully understand how she turned into a fucking chicken nugget.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. That's the whole mystery. I'm up to, finished episode 4 and didn't really watch much past that at all. Well, I haven't. So I don't know. There's theories that you can come up with about this machine, but I don't know exactly why she turned into a chicken nugget.
I think even if I paid attention, I still wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
But I think if I paid attention, I would have lost more brain cells.
It is so wacky in what it does, though. Like, yeah, as I said, there's just constant points where they're screaming the woman's name, Mina, who turned into the chicken nugget. These two guys are literally, at one point, they drop like a bunch of the chicken nuggets on the floor. Or like they see this like little girl eating a chicken nugget out in public and they think it's her. They're like, ah, Mina! And there's literally like a 2-minute long sequence of this dad just screaming at this child. Ah, Mina! Mina! Just like, and the parents are like, what the fuck is going on here? It's like this guy just screaming in my daughter's face because about a chicken nugget kind of thing. And it is, yeah.
I mean, that whole episode 3 is absurd because it's like the ex-girlfriend turns up and she's like, that's not your daughter. I can tell. And he, like, the employee's like, yeah, she she can tell as a chicken nugget connoisseur. And like, what?
Yeah, she runs a blog, and then you get the backstory of them.
Yeah, you get the backstory, and like they broke up because he's so out there with his food tastes, and she's so traditional that like they just couldn't get along, and she was having like nervous breakdowns because he's like pineapple on pizza and mint chocolate, and she's like no.
Yeah, literally freaking out about it, like running out of the restaurant because the guy ordered pineapple on a pizza.
And it's just like there's so many absurd things in this show that I was just like, I don't get it. You can tell from the way my voice sounds, I did not enjoy this because I was so, what the fuck is going on?
I'm watching Nathan's face throughout the whole time I'm describing something, and he's got this blank stare, and he's just like the stare of a defeated man is the way I'm going to describe it.
Yes, honestly, I just didn't. Fucking,
I don't know if you saw this, but there was like a dream sequence, and it was Mr. Ko again, the employee, and he's having a dream about him and Mina, and he's like, oh Mina, I love you so much, but he turns to face her and it's just a human body but then the head of a chicken nugget.
Yeah,
and then he's like, oh, your skin's looking a little dry, let me moisturize you. And he pulls out this sauce pot and just starts dabbing her with sauce.
Yeah.
And then she's like, the chicken nugget starts blushing. And then suddenly a tofu man turns out of nowhere and he falls over and his part of his head falls off. And this woman's just screaming like,
oh yeah, I do actually remember that.
Yeah, there's this weird little dream sequence there. And then that's a thing. And then the chicken nugget starts like, grows a mouth and starts like, looks like it turns into a horror movie kind of thing. And it's like, what? It's so bizarre. Some of the cutaways are just ridiculous, and that add nothing to the story.
The only person I could relate to in the whole thing.
I know exactly who it is.
Well, yeah, the fucking other guy who works at the fucking
machine company that they work
at. Yeah, Machines and More or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I like, because he's just like, this is a shit job. I fucking can't get a job anywhere else. This is my life. I just work here and I have to put up with all this shit. Life is meaningless. And I'm like, this guy is the only person I get. Everyone else is just like, I don't, the fuck, man. Like, there's that whole sequence in episode one where he comes into the office and he's like, morning. And, you know, they do that whole like ragging on each other and then they like laugh awkwardly. And he also, you can see it on his face, he doesn't find it funny.
No.
But he's keeping a straight face and still just laughing out loud, mouth fully open.
Oh my God. Can I just say something about the laugh sequence that you just said? That, like, this is the first episode, like I said, and they're having this banter, but they're all doing it. They all just have that, like, the deadpan look behind their eyes. And, like, so they're just staring, and it's like, ha ha ha. And then the other one goes, like, yeah. And then it is literally just like the most bizarre like interaction I've ever seen between characters in the show ever. It's like,
it's because it's shit like, oh, what would a guy like you who can't get another job and can't get paid anything do? Pause. Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, why would I want to work for a shitty company like this? Pause. And you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
And then the guy's like, no, that's too far. That's too far. And then it's like, oh, for fuck's sake, it just keeps going. And I don't know if you remember it all as well, but like every time a character exits a scene, they walk and then they skip off. Like that guy that you were talking about, the third employee that works there, is just like part of the scenery. He's like, okay, cool, I'm going home now. And it takes a few steps, does a little skip. And then, or like, does this weird walk, or like, just skips off, or like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think because this is from a webtoon, I think it probably takes it from that a little bit, because, like, you know what this, like, any, like, kind of, like, manhwa or anything like that, like, when it comes down to comedy, it's like, that kind of, like, it's over the top, like, exits and stuff like that, which, like...
That's why I said in the breakdown that learning that this was a webtoon first...
Yeah.
I was like, a lot of things start to make sense.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so weird? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Why does things not make sense? And I'm like, because it's a fucking webtoon.
Yeah.
Someone's comic book, man. And in a comic book, you can just write whatever the fuck you want. And because it's a webtoon as well, like, okay, this one was actually with a publisher.
Yeah.
But like, generally with a webtoon, you can self-publish that. So you can write whatever the fuck you want, right? And nobody gonna stop you.
Yeah. This is going on for a year as well. This is like a year-long webtoon. So
it's legit learning that I was like, oh, no wonder why it's so fucking weird.
Yeah. It is literally like when like something like this gets adapted into a series, when it's like a manhwa or manga comedy, like you have the choice of, and more often than not, they'll keep it in, of just keeping the absurd overreactions that they carry over from that original, like the source material.
Yeah.
So when a character goes like, was it like falls over and their legs are in the air? That classic Japanese joke where it's like, oh, caught off guard and it's funny. Like some series actually keep that in and it's so freaking cringe. But like luckily with this series, I don't think you get a lot of that, in my opinion anyway, that comedy cringe. You know, like when something's tried to do it, like it doesn't feel too, like they don't play into those tropes massively. I think it doesn't feel that bad, like, you know what I mean?
No, but I think that's because it might have different tropes that, because we're not as familiar, so it's,
yes,
we haven't picked up on them yet, but I feel like it does, because I'm like, oh, I don't know, I there was some of that comedy cringe that I was
what comedy cringe bits did you find, Nathan? What was
I mean, like the laughing, for one,
the laughing is thing, yeah.
Some of the overreaction, for sure. I was just like, okay, you know, like, oh, Mina, yeah, like when they come back and like after she turned into a chicken nugget, they go and check like the docking bay or whatever, the shipping bay, and then they come back and like, dudes put the chicken nuggets in the fridge, but they haven't given him time to explain yet, and they're just like, you bastard!
Oh yeah,
you
fucking bastard! You fuck you! Like,
yeah. And then like they're ragging on him, right? Okay, fair enough, that's a reaction, but like it was so overplayed. They're both like, you fucking, you killed her, you bastard! And then like, you know, yeah, yeah. And then they stop that, and then it's his overreaction, like, I work so hard for this shitty company, the boss doesn't even fucking treat us to fucking meals out, and then it's chicken nuggets, and I thought I'd wait for you and you guys play me like this, and I'm kind of just like, ugh.
But then he stops his rant though, because, oh, my ramen's ready.
Yeah.
And he just like just stops and just starts going back to his ramen. And then the scene just carries on after that.
But that's what I'm saying. It's, yeah, like some stuff like that where I was like, okay, whatever. And the ex-girlfriend and the whole like, yeah, oh, the difference of it. That I was like, okay, that's just like whatever. It's cringe.
There's like one part which I've got really confused by. Like, I don't know if you were paying attention to this bit, but like the dad or the owner of the company of Machines and More, he goes to a garbage dump looking for like this other part of a machine or something like that. Like, I don't actually know why he went there. I don't know why he went to this garbage dump, but he's there, and like Mr. Ko, the like intern worker or whatever, he goes to a bookstore to try and find,
oh, I remember that, yeah, and he calls the hospital, like an ambulance.
Yeah, the hospital, and it's like, oh, I'm at a bookstore, which doesn't actually look like a bookstore, the bookstore there. And then they think it's a prank. And obviously, the name of the store is called The Bookstore That Doesn't Look Like a Bookstore.
Yeah, and he's like, there's an old man who isn't breathing. He's not waking up, and he just woke up. Thank you for, make sure to support your local bookstores. Yeah. Thanks for, come to The Bookstore That Doesn't Look Like a Bookstore. Bye. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And then he's got 1% battery later on. He's like, hey, look, I need someone to help me. I'm at the bookstore that doesn't look like a bookstore. Oh, you're the person I talked to earlier. Right, okay, yeah, anyway, can you help me? And then it just hangs up. There's a few decent jokes there, I feel. But anyway, like, there's this moment where the manager of Machines of War goes to the garbage dump to look for a machine, but he's there all night, and he talks to the garbage dump owner. He's like, hey, I'm looking for the machine. Do you know what it is? And like, the garbage dump owner's like, oh, he's a drunk. And he's like, yeah, it's over there somewhere. So it's like, you know, like in The Simpsons where there's like that pile of trash, like the burning...
Yeah.
Like, it's a massive...
tire fire.
The tire fire. That, like, the size of the tire fire of Springfield, like, where it's a load of trash. So the manager ends up going through this trash all night, and he falls down, has all this stuff going on, and it goes to morning, and the garbage dump owner's fine, he's around walking, doing whatever, and then the manager comes out of the garbage dump looking like a zombie, and like he's literally hunched over, and he's like just screaming, he's like something out of The Walking Dead. But then he starts like just chatting like, hey, make sure you drink some water, I'm gonna go now, bye, and it just starts like just leaves. It's like it just spouts some like random wisdom and then just walks off, like, but acting like a zombie.
I don't remember that at all.
That, I think that was in episode... must have been episode 4, because I think episode 3 is the one where they go find the ex-girlfriend in it. So it must have been episode 4, I think. The garbage dump and the bookstore episode.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I remember the bookstore. I remember...
The scenes were right next to each other, basically, so it's like, yeah.
I remember more of the end stuff, because that was also just absurd.
Right, okay, yeah.
I won't... I don't care about spoiling it, but I just won't. I just want to say it, in case somebody does care.
Yeah, because... Low-key, I do kind of want to watch the episode as well. I do, like, I probably will get around to this at some point where I will finish this, so I do appreciate you not spoiling that, actually. So.
It just never stops getting weird, man.
Yeah. I know there's like a side story as well of like this guy who also owns part of the time machine, and he wants to be like his brother, who's a TV star. But every time he looks in the mirror, it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because his brother's, like, handsome and he looks like an old man.
Yeah, even though he's the same age or something like that. Like, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the other side story, about the other chicken shop guy. There's a lot of side stories.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got to that yet. I don't... The other chicken shop guy.
Yeah, because, you know, they, like, in not season... Episode... I think it's episode 1 or 2 where...
One or two. Oh, wait, but they see the guy that looks like that calls him a fucking bastard or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, okay.
But there's like a whole storyline sort of about that guy too.
Right. Oh, okay.
Like the other, because you know, they're like, oh, there's the chicken shop that Mina bought the chicken nuggets from. And they're like, oh, that's like the best fucking chicken shop around.
Yeah.
And then there's the other one that they're like, yeah, we buy from here because the other place is always just like shut because they ran out of ingredients.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, there's like a storyline about the other guy, the one who runs the other chicken shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because that starts in like the first episode or the second episode. And then it just kind of doesn't go anywhere in the next two. Yeah, yeah, okay, so...
Yeah, it comes back, like, later.
Okay, yeah.
It's also still not that important, but it does come back.
I mean, that's one thing. I don't think anything in this series feels important. Everything just feels like a mad tale of, like, they're just going around screaming Mina every now and then.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to change her back from a chicken dog. They don't even know how it happened. But it's... Yeah, it's an interesting series as well. Like, there's... I'd be interesting in the sense that it's like, okay, I'm watching this and it's like mad. It's this mad series.
I mean, it's definitely in my mind.
Yeah.
When you, at the start of the episode, you said, oh, it's not the weirdest thing we've done. This, to me, this is the weirdest thing we've done. Like, this is the weirdest thing I've watched in forever.
Hmm.
Like.
I'm trying to think, yeah, is it? Like, there must be. Like, I'm sure, like, we've watched some weirder stuff. Puutifuku's like up there, surely.
I was about to say, if I count anything as weird, I guarantee you it's because you recommended it to me, or it's something where I basically have to read or watch something off your recommendation.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you forced me to do something like this. Or I was just like, for fuck's sake, I would never, in my own, like, out of my own volition, I would never view something like this or read something like Puutifuku. Yeah. Like, yeah. I would just never, ever consume stuff like that.
No, this isn't your kind of thing whatsoever. Like,
every single one of these is always like, for fuck's sake, Pepe, you torturing me, but making me experience these things.
This is the one thing as well, like, me and Nathan have very, like, if anyone's, like, I mean, we're, like, in 150 or so episodes into, the series of this channel.
Yeah.
And if you don't know by now, Nathan is not a comedy guy in terms of manga and anime manga. And even, like, these kind of things. He's not massively into this kind of genre.
Our tastes are completely different in this genre. Like, I like, you know, some goofy stuff. I like some slapstick, some smart jokes.
Yeah.
But, like, I cannot get down with the sheer just randomness of... Because. Whereas Pepe thrives in the sheer randomness of because.
Yeah, yeah.
And it always just comes down to Pepe ends up having the best time of his life. And it gets even better because I sit here and I just want to die.
Okay, so... For the, like, we've been spouting a lot of, like, rant about the one-liners in this series, like, I think it does well, or what it doesn't do well. I think the main thing, look, at the end of the day, if you're into your random as fuck humor, you'll probably enjoy this.
Yeah.
And like, if you like even want a little bit of a side story of like, oh, how the fuck does a woman turn into a chicken nugget? You've got that kind of thing going. It's the loosest actual story as well. This is like a story that's there, and the jokes are basically the main point of it, and they're putting a story around it.
Yeah.
The jokes come first in this series. That's the one thing with it. And if you're into that random as fuck, I'd recommend it to you like that. However, if you are like Nathan,
you're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate it.
Yeah.
Because this is literally just lol, so random.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and question why, and the answer is always because I can.
Yeah.
It's got no rhyme or reason, just because they can.
I reckon this is like proper stoner humor as well. I reckon like you're a stoner, you're probably gonna like...
Yeah, probably, because you probably already suspended your disbelief because you're high as fuck.
Yeah. Like, you'll enjoy this. Yeah, like I think it's like also feeds into like, if you like shows like I Think You Should Leave and like maybe Auntie Donna, like I reckon you'll probably like this as well. It's that kind of like so stupid that it's funny kind of thing. That's what it is.
I think I would have to be really, really out of my normal headspace.
Yeah.
I would have to be inebriated as fuck. I'd have to be like drunk as fuck to find this funny.
Like, out of curiosity, Nathan, like with like random as fuck humor, like obviously like when it comes down to Asian shows like this, like Korean, Japanese, like any like anime and manga as well, it's not your kind of thing at all. But like when it comes down to like Western random as fuck humor, like I don't know if you ever have watched I Think You Should Leave at all, but like have you seen any of the sketches for it at all or anything like that? Like,
no, I think the closest I ever got to enjoying like random whatever humor is probably early Family Guy.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that was just because I was at the right age at the time. Like, I got into Family Guy when we were like 16 17.
Yeah.
And like I was a big Family Guy fan, like you were, Pepe knows. Yeah, like I was really into it. I like memorized a lot of Family Guy from back then. I don't think it's in there anymore, but
it's a different time though. I think that's one thing. It's like Family Guy had its own era back then where it was like one of the best shows out there, like in terms of TV.
Yeah,
like whether it just dipped or like we grew out of that humor, like something was there. But like I think
I definitely grew out of it, because I remember I used to watch loads of really random like comedy sketch shows on like BBC Three and stuff back in the day.
Yeah, when they existed. Yeah,
but like at some point I just like couldn't get behind it anymore, and I was just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I mean, plus like I don't know, sketch shows are pretty much dying out these days anyway, unless they're on Netflix. Like, you ain't gonna find that on TV really.
Yeah,
I get what you mean. There's a certain time period. I think with Family Guy for me, I probably can watch it and enjoy it as much as I used to. I think maybe early, like maybe that mid Family Guy series, maybe like, because I think early Family Guy was a bit meh.
Yeah,
and then mid Family Guy was quite good, and then anything past I think maybe 2012 2013 Family Guy, I think it was just like
I don't know. I think the only thing I still find funny is Ding Fries Are Done.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And that was also pretty random, but, you know, it's pretty catchy.
You know when you just, like, get, like, quote a show every now and then, like, ooh, a piece of candy or something like that? Like,
yeah.
You can do, like, those occasional things, like, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't do that with Family Guy nearly as much as if I would do a Simpsons quote or something.
Simpsons is, like, that has that lasting, like, that those OG Simpsons episodes, like, they...
I don't know as many people would do, like, ooh, a piece of candy as somebody would be, like, stupid, sexy, flooded, nothing at all.
There's no comparison. There's, like, all those... And, like, what is it? Nobody Loves a Milhouse, or it's, like, it's all coming up Milhouse.
Yeah, exactly. That, like...
Or any Milhouse joke. Like, that's... It's just, like, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Probably even some early Simpsons is, like... Probably the closest I get to random humor now. I just can't get behind it. I don't know what it is. I'm like, it's illogical, it's kind of dumb.
It is that kind of thing. I understand that completely, and with this show it does feedback into that. Like someone that's in their like I don't know 17 16 or whatever, in that age range, we found Family Guy quite funny, they might find this amazing. And realistically I find this quite jokes just because of like how fucking ridiculous it is.
Yeah,
it's more the scenario and the acting of it which really is just quite funny. I don't think it's like the storyline isn't like the whole chicken nugget thing is just a part of this. I think the random like screaming and all that kind of stuff and like the occasional jokes they come up with, that's like the bit that I find funny with it. I think like just because
I mean even like Mr. Ko being like such a standout because he's like wears out loud colorful clothing.
Yeah,
that in itself was kind of like, oh, that's kind of funny, I guess.
Yeah, and he's like writing songs like about every fucking thing in under the sun, like where he's just like, oh, I'm writing jingle. He just writes jingles, and it's yeah,
the jingle I did find funny. I don't know, I can't remember what episode
the jingle I found funny was the fucking duck walking man. Where it's just like, just
oh, that. Yeah, no, I meant the actual, like, you know, the jingle he actually wrote for the company.
Oh, yeah, and the guy, the manager's like, oh, never sing that to me again. And then, but that's in a flashback. And yeah. Then he's like, thank you for making me get through that again. Thank you for putting me through that torture.
Or even, like, you know, when he's singing it and he's got a whole section about each person who works there.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, but what has this got to do with the company? And then he gets to the main part and it's just like, machines and more.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And they're just like, great, that was awful.
It's just great that everyone just fucking hates his singing and he just does it all the time. Like, it's yeah, it's like each character has, like, I mean, I say each character has their quirks. The manager probably doesn't have that many. He just wants to help his daughter. But meanwhile, you got this one employee which is singing all the fucking time and, like, just doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then there's this other third employee which comes and goes every now and then but just fucking hates his job.
Yeah.
And just like, fuck all you guys. Yeah.
That's it. He's just like, fuck you guys. And fuck, yeah. I just wish I could live life, but life sucks.
Yeah, it's literally that. Oh, man. But, yeah, is there anything that you'd recommend from this, Nathan? Or are you just like, no, don't watch this? Like, because...
If you just want to watch something really absurd...
Yeah.
Then this is it, for sure. Because I did mention this when I was working, and when I described it to some people, they were like, no way. Are you serious? I have to watch that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will probably watch it for the absurdity of what it is.
Yeah.
But you really do have to be in that kind of, like, the right kind of headspace or, like, into that kind of humor, because otherwise you're just going to be like, I won't fucking get it. I don't care.
You're so right. People are either going to vibe with this completely or just not vibe with it at all.
Yeah.
It's a Marmite. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's no middle ground. You either love it or you hate it.
That's it. I think that is that divisive thing. But, and I think a lot of series do it. And in fairness, I think there is a kind of demand for this, and there is, like, definitely an audience for it. I'll definitely try and finish watching it. I think it's not exactly my favorite comedy series I've ever watched, but I think it has some funny moments in it. So I might just put it on the background. One thing I did do in this, which I never do, is I was watching this with my mate. So, And she was just like, oh, I'll watch this show, but I don't know if I'll pay too much attention or I'm like feeling quite tired. So just put the dub version on. So I watched the dub version of this. Rather than the subbed one. And it was even more of a strange experience. I've never done it, so I watched all four episodes in a dub, which is not something I usually do at all.
What?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I never even thought to ask you, because you were saying subtitles, and I'm like, well, yeah, because we had to read subtitles.
Yeah, yeah. So I always watch stuff with subtitles on anyway. It's just the way I've just gotten used to thing.
Oh, you're a monster.
Like, even if it's in English, I still put the subtitles on, because sometimes I just like go straight to it.
Oh my god.
But look, I did this because, like, it was mainly for my mate, really. It was like, oh, I'll watch this. So any other time I would have just watched the sub, honestly, hand on heart, I would have.
Maybe you should rewatch it with the sub.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's a better experience, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you'll understand anymore, but maybe you should just do that.
Maybe I might switch over, like, from episode 5 onwards. I might just watch the sub version. But it's even fun. It's just like...
No, you're getting into the full chaos of the series. Oh, yeah, I watched 4 episodes in English and I'm going to watch the rest of them fucking Korean. Like,
yeah, fuck it. Might as well just get the whole shebang with it. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, honestly, like Nathan said, this is your love or hate series. Yeah, if you're into a random as fuck humor, you're going to love it. If you're not, then, mate, try one episode, you might probably hate it and you don't have to deal with it again. Didn't really make me want to eat chicken. Though I did really want fried chicken, even though they look a little bit weird.
It's funny because I did actually look at those and be like, oh, when it said chicken nugget, I thought like a McNugget.
Yeah, no, this is
but I was like, I need one of those, they look interesting,
they look good. I think it's the sauce which is really selling me on it, and the crispiness. I really don't like how spherical they are. You know what I mean?
It's just a chicken ball.
But that's, I think that's what it is, because it's a chicken ball.
Why?
Like, I don't... There was something off about it. Like, this is one thing, right? Okay, I'm going to tell you why I...
What, too perfect for you or something?
No, I tell you what it is. It's because you've never seen Hunter x Hunter, but there's a part in it where there's these things called chimera ants.
Okay.
And they start... they start off as basic... like kind of like just killing creatures, and then they eat humans and become more intelligent from eating the humans. And from that they just keep on eating humans, and then they start making them into recipes.
Okay.
And what they do, there's this one point where they're just making human balls.
Okay.
And what this, and in that series, it kind of really creeped me out, the fact that there's like this creature that's just mincing humans into meat and then creating human balls. And this is kind of like, because they were so spherical, it kind of brought me back to that moment in Hunter x Hunter where there's like, yeah, it's a ball of just ground up human.
Interesting.
Like, and that's what it kind of looked like to me, even though I was like, I could eat that because it looks saucy and crispy and quite nice. Part of me was also like, that looks like it would be the human ball from Hunter x Hunter.
I suppose because I have, like you said, I haven't seen Hunter x Hunter, but to me, I'm like, oh, it looks kind of like a poplar from Futurama.
A poplar, did you just say?
Yeah, you know, poplars.
I remember.
Yeah.
They turn out to be, like...
They're Omicronian babies. But, like, I don't know, I genuinely looked at that and went, I'd eat that. Especially with the thought that, like, that might be, like, some sort of sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the thing that got me, because the next day as well, I went to a food market and ordered Korean tenders, basically, and it wasn't as good.
I mean, I looked at it and went, oh, I bet that'd be good with some, like, spicy sauce, some gochujang or something.
Yeah, that's the thing, the gochujang kind of vibe, yeah. I also thought that as well. Even though part of me was like, ugh, I was also like, I could also eat some chicken nuggets, yeah.
That's the best thing I can take away from it. I really wanted to try some Korean chicken nuggets now. That's it.
I also kind of want to eat Korean chicken nuggets as well. I'm not going to lie to you, I do want that.
But they better be perfect spheres. I want the ones from the show.
Just need a planet trip to Korea. We should just fucking go there and just eat a shit ton of food.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. We'll do culture boys in Korea. Yeah. There you go. It's on the cards, guys. You know it's there. Anyway, I feel like we're just going off on more tangents right now. But there's nothing else you want to say. I know there's nothing else you want to say.
Yes. No, I don't.
No. Nathan said enough and he's like, just end this.
Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to check out our podcast platforms and our Twitter, and we will catch you next time for another episode of Cultured Boys. Bye.
Bye-bye.